Bicycle.
I want to ride my
Yeah, NBC says it will not air the 2022 Golden Globes. I know you're probably crushed by that. I was devastated. I could barely function knowing that the Golden Globes would not be on television this year. I mean, it's just wrecked. So, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association handles the Golden Globes, all right? So, NBC will not air next year's Golden Globes. Here's the statement they put out. We continue to believe the HFPA is committed to meaningful reform. However, change of this magnitude takes time and work, and we feel strongly that the HFPA needs time to do it right. As such, NBC will not air the 2022 Golden Globes. Assuming the organization executes on its plan, we are hopeful we will be in a position to air the show in January of 2023. They act like somebody cares. Who cares? I mean, seriously, how serious? These people take themselves this seriously. They do. We are so concerned about the wokeness of the Golden Globes. We're protecting the children. What a bunch of dips. Ah, Lord. I needed that. We take ourselves so seriously. Tom Cruise gave back his Golden Globe. He's so upset. And again, shut up. Do the movie. Nobody cares what you think. Reminds me of the bucket list. Shut up. Nobody cares what you think. Let's see here. The nipple licking, that's definitely later. Let's get to a bit of seriousness for a moment. The Senate Rules Committee set for an all-day brawl today. Meeting today to debate a vote on the so-called For the People Act, which is For the Democrats Act and For the Single Party Rule Act. Democrats trying to ram through the idea that they can federalize elections even after several states, including Florida and Texas and South Dakota and so many others, have said, no, we are going to protect our elections, none more famously than Georgia, that put a basis and a standardization of voting hours and availability across all the counties in Georgia, 159 counties in Georgia, all of them now have more options for early voting, longer hours for early voting, standardized open and close times for all of its precincts. And those on the left say this is voter suppression, creating more opportunities for counties to offer early voting in more drop boxes, in more counties, for ballots, and this is voter suppression. Oh, and by the way, minorities are incapable of getting ID. So therefore, it's voter suppression. Complete garbage. But this is what's going to happen today. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, one of the greasiest senators of all time, and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, not any less greasy, by the way, are expected to take part in Tuesday's committee meeting, lending their heft and headline-grabbing prowess to what's expected to be a contentious hours-long hearing, so writes Fox News. It'll be divided along party lines. Republicans have already filed 150 amendments to discuss. It will last at least all day, and at some point, the chair will have to decide if she wants legitimate amendments from our members to all have a chance to be voted on, says Roy Blunt, the outgoing senator from Missouri. He's referring to Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat of Minnesota. I think they owe it to the other side to let the other side be heard. Now, here's the problem. Here's the problem. A one-size-fits-all by Washington has never worked. That's what's being offered here. That's what Roy Blunt will offer and argue. But see, you can't get this through unless you get rid of the filibuster. My understanding. I mean, this can't go anywhere with the filibuster in place the way it is. Amid talks with election officials and among Senate Democrats, Amy Klobuchar has offered a substitute amendment that keeps the bill largely intact but gives states more time to comply with some provisions. We're all united behind this bill, said Klobuchar. Of course you are. It'll put your thumb on the scale. Changes include giving the states until 2026 to update their voting systems with the option of requesting a waiver to delay it into 2030. It keeps the requirement from the original bill for state motor vehicle departments to implement automatic voter registration by 2023. But they can request a waiver until 2025. A Democratic source predicted that the party's amendments would largely reflect things already in the updated bill put together by Jeff Merkley of Oregon and Klobuchar. We'll see what happens here. And coming up in just a moment, we're going to speak with Michael Dougherty. Michael Dougherty filed a lawsuit in Georgia Sunday, not over the presidential election, but of the election of John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, the two senators now from Georgia. And one of the reasons John Ossoff will offer an amendment that would prohibit states from placing restrictions on volunteers' ability to offer food or water to voters waiting in line, as long as they're not engaging in political activity. That's the rule that's already in place. That's what Georgia did. You can't be a political operative within 150 feet of the door of the precinct and offering free stuff to people. Can't do that. It's voter suppression. No, it's the way it's always been. You can give water 150 feet back. 50 yards. 150 feet. But Michael Dougherty's going to argue here in a moment that John Ossoff can't be in the United States Senate because the state of Georgia didn't follow its own laws to get him elected. And so the election must be invalidated. It's a brand new lawsuit. It's being taken very seriously by Perkins Coie, Hillary Clinton's law firm. You know, the same one that brought forth, you know, the Russian dossier and so forth. So, the For the People Act is crucial to stem any efforts to try to limit the ability of voters. There's no limit to voters. It's easier to vote today than it's ever been. You can vote by mail. You can vote in person. You can vote early. In fact, the hardest places to vote are places like Rhode Island, Delaware, and Connecticut. You know how you vote early in Connecticut? You don't. It's not allowed. So, Democrats, clean up your own backyard before trying to tell everyone else what to do. How about that for an idea? We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.